This is an ABC podcast.
It was great fun to be in Bathurst yesterday, calling Penrith's 22 points to 6 win over the West Tigers. And it took the Panthers a while because the West Tigers were really good and they had some opportunities, but the Panthers wore them down as they do so well and won by 22 points to 6. And we said often in the game yesterday, the performance of Brad Schneider at halfback, I'd imagine Ivan Cleary, the coach, couldn't be happier with the job he's been doing in the absence of Nathan Cleary. He's catching, passing, kicking really well. And yesterday, his defence was notable as well. He's on the line. Brad, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Good.
Mate, welcome to the show. Well played individually and as a team yesterday because they made you work hard, didn't they, the Tigers?
Yeah, no, they definitely did. They got me tackle can up yesterday. No, it was pretty tough.
Must have been happy with the way you went defensively, though, because it seemed like they were targeting you, and I can't remember you missing one.
Yeah, no, I was pretty happy, but I think we lost the ground a few times that gave him probably a bit of momentum, but no, all in all, pretty happy.
We've kind of seen you in this role at Canberra in recent years, Brad, and, you know, the last few years we've spoken to Sean O'Sullivan and Jack Cogger, who are fulfilling precisely the role you are at the moment at Penrith, where Nathan Cleary goes down and he's rest, and in you come and you've got to perform and you might only have 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get it done. How do you mentally prepare for that role where, because apart from anything else, if Penrith get beat, it's your fault, right? Nathan Cleary's not there, so Penrith lose. How do you get yourself mentally right for what you know is only going to be a 2-3-4 week stint?
To be honest, that's what I've come here to do. I've known that's probably my job, so I'm already prepared to take on that role, and that's what I've come here to do. And I know that, yeah, like you said, I might only have 3 weeks or 2 weeks or even one game, just stepping up. But then, yeah, it's pretty much just trying to stay ready. And if I'm playing the New South Wales Cup, just trying to play good footy there. And then, yeah, if I do get an opportunity, just trying to transfer it over.
Well, Brad, mate, congratulations on your form. It's been outstanding to watch, obviously filling in for Nathan Cleary. Big shoes to fill. I think you're doing a great job, so well done. Mate, but what's it like coming to a club, the Penrith Panthers? Can you tell me what it was like coming to a club who's obviously won, you know, 3 grand finals, going for their fourth? How's it fitting in there?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. It's definitely different to what I've been doing before, and it's pretty clear to see when you get straight into it why they've been the premiers for the last couple of years. It's how intense and professional the training they go about in the preseason. It's, but it's definitely been really good. And like you said, like the players they've got there, like Nathan and Dylan Edwards and Zio, just learning off people like them. It's been awesome.
Well, there was a bit of big news, I suppose, during the week. James Fisher-Harris, one of your leaders, will be leaving at the end of the year. How did you guys find out about that news?
Yeah, so he did tell us just before he came out, and he just pretty much said it straightforward that he's going to go back home next year. But he just sort of said that. But he said I'm still looking forward to this year ahead. We've got still a big year this year, and looking to go again for this year.
Just on that, James Fisher-Harris spoke to our Michael Carayannis after the game yesterday. It was a brilliant interview. And this is a guy who doesn't do many interviews. He'd rather not public speak. He'd just rather scare you with those freakish eyes. Does he scare you, Brad? He scares everyone else.
Oh, yeah, he scares everyone. He's a scary dude, all right.
But he spoke so well and with great emotion about what it was like to address you guys. He said, you know, his second family, he's had to keep this secret and then unload to you guys through the week. What was that experience like?
Yeah, obviously it would have been very hard for him. He's been a big part of the club and where he is now. And he's had it pretty well, all his emotions. And that's been pretty big for the week, is don't let him get the better of anyone. So I thought he's done an awesome job to sort of keep that more to himself, at, like on the low, and keep focusing on the year ahead.
Brad, I've got to ask you too, just before John jumps in with a couple of questions to you. When the game got stopped yesterday and you seen Justin Olam fall over, what was going through your mind? Did you think, oh, I didn't mean that? Or what was going through your head there?
No, I didn't really mean to ankle tap him as such, but I thought I might be in the bin.
Well, you sneakily got away with it.
Get in the bin, Brad. Get in the bin. You got away with it, all right. Brad, I've got to ask you, what were the circumstances of you coming to Penrith? Obviously, it's a great club to come to. You left Canberra after 12 games. You played one in 21. You played 10 in 2022. And then only the one in 23 before you went over and played in the Super League mid-season. Were you expecting to stay with Hull KR?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really know what I was going to do when I went over. I had intentions of probably staying another year over there, whether it be at Hull KR or another English team over there. But Penrith came, when I got over there, they came to the table pretty early within the first couple of weeks when I got over there. So when they sort of came to the table, it was a bit of a no-brainer to come back to Oz, and I always wanted to come back to the NRL. And when someone like the Panthers come knocking, and the experience like Nathan and that there, someone that you want to learn off, it was a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah, and you got beaten in the Super League semi-final. Wigan you were playing?
Yeah, versus Wigan in the semi, yeah.
Yeah, and that was sort of, to give our NRL, supporters here some idea. Like, in that side was Sean Kenny-Dowell was playing with you just last year.
Yeah.
Kane Linnett, blokes that have been around for a lifetime. You would have been following those blokes when you were in primary school.
Yeah, I was watching, old Sean Kenny-Dowell when I was still in primary school.
It's amazing. So, obviously, you played the New South Wales Cup. You played that, I think, your first game, you debuted against the Roosters, and that was a great win. That was a big match at the SFS. But the speed, is it noticeable for New South Wales Cup and Super League to playing first grade?
Yeah, I think it is. Definitely the speed of the game is noticeable. It's going from New South Wales Cup to NRL is a big big jump. I think for Super League, it's definitely the speeds are different, but Super League's pretty physical over there as well. But yeah, 100% the speed is way quicker.
And it's you talk about the culture at Penrith and the next man up mentality and all of those. I think they're all very relevant. But for you, you've got such power on the outside, the edges, and such speed outside. It's quite easy for you. Just get the ball to them. If they're looking good, you're looking good.
Yeah, exactly. I just give them the ball, and they just make me look good.
Can I just ask you? This is a question from some ignorance, but Penrith's become renowned that, these young guys come in to play first grade and they are NRL ready. They seem to know exactly the format and how to fit in with the club. So when you're playing New South Wales Cup, Brad, what's the message to you as an individual player? Are you targeting your whole game, no matter what grade, around what might happen when you're called up to play in first grade, or are you given more open license? How does that work?
No, it is more, like you said, it's targeting, if you're in New South Wales Cup or NRL, it's still all the same, and that's how they prepare, and that's how they train. It doesn't matter if you're in New South Wales Cup or NRL, it's all the same, and you want to have the same standards in New South Wales Cup as you do in the NRL, so it's all really professional in that sort of kind of regard.
And what was playing at Wembley like last year in that Challenge Cup final?
Yeah, it was unreal, eh? The stadium itself is crazy. It was an unreal experience.
I was talking to Martin Offia in recent weeks, and he mentioned once, twice or 15 times he has a statue outside Wembley Stadium, which he's really, really, really proud of. I guess it shows you to his incredible feats. But, yeah, that would be incredible, playing in a Challenge Cup final, albeit it was a heartbreaking loss for your team at the time. So do we know what your plans are for next week for Penrith yet, Brad?
Nah, I still don't know yet. Still see how Nath is. Still see how he goes. Not too sure, so I think he'll be... see how it goes this week.
Yeah, I think the hope is for Penrith that he's back and you wouldn't mind him taking one more week potentially as you head up to Townsville to play North Queensland. Job well done, mate, and I'm sure we'll see you in first grade right through the year. Keep it going, and thanks for joining us today.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.